Kelman on cliffcentral.com.
Alrighty, Bobbo, so how's it going?
Good and you, Mr. Kelman?
Very, very good. Okay, I got to kick it off with the biggest news. People are so excited about it, and I wonder if it is the right purchase to make this weekend. Doom is now officially out.
Yeah, so Doom is out today officially at stores like everywhere. You can download it digitally online as well. And the funny thing about Doom is that there have been no reviews. So no media outlet across the world has been able to get their hands on Doom early on. Bethesda, the publishers, said that the servers for the game weren't ready ahead of time, and they didn't want critics and reviewers playing the game before they could experience, you know, the multiplayer and all the online features that the game had as a complete package. So no one's actually played the game until today. But some people who have already put in a few hours, you know, since it launched at midnight and stuff, they've been writing about it and giving their views online. And so far, the response is really, really positive, which is quite surprising because the open beta for the game, where people got some hands-on with the multiplayer last month, wasn't so great. A lot of people weren't really happy with the kind of Call of Duty-ish direction Doom was taking in multiplayer. But with people having put a few hours into the single player, which really is the reason why Doom is so popular, you know, back in the day, it had a really, really great single player campaign, and it kind of paved the way for first person shooters, you know, just in general. They're really enjoying the single player campaign, and it seems that it's, you know, it looks really good. It's got really, really good visuals. It runs really well across both consoles and on PC as well. And the single player is just kind of classic Doom. It's really fast. It's really meaningless as well. You know, it doesn't concern itself a lot with story. It's just about, you know, getting a lot of guns into your hands, fighting off these demons, you know, in space and stuff. And it's just, it's classic, like 1995 Doom fare, which is kind of what Bethesda and id Software wanted to recreate, and why it took them nearly over a decade to kind of make this game, because, you know, they started, they scrapped it. So yeah, it seems to be really good. And if you were worried that, you know, the game being in development for so long and, you know, coming out in a very modern time would have changed what Doom is, it doesn't seem to have done that. So I think proper reviews will start dropping early next week. But yeah, I mean, even if you're just looking for the single player, it seems to be really great. So I'm really excited to get my hands on it, and you should probably pick it up today sometime.
All right. Yeah, it's going to totally crush it, Doom, in the South African context and globally as well, in terms of, you know, selling a lot of copies. Another game that sells truckloads is anything to do with Star Wars. You say here that EA, Electronic Arts, are taking Star Wars very seriously and they're milking the shit out of it. How so?
Basically, yeah. So back when Disney acquired the license for Star Wars from LucasArts, and, you know, that kind of got them the deal so that they could make this whole new trilogy of movies and all these other movies in between, the game rights immediately went to EA, and that was a few years ago. And since then, EA hasn't really done much with it but cultivates a lot of talent to start pushing out a lot of Star Wars content. So we saw the beginning of that last year with the developers of Battlefield DICE. They released Star Wars Battlefront, an early online multiplayer shooter. It's a franchise that did really well in the past. And last year, I mean, it sold tons. I think it sold over 10 million copies already. They announced earlier this year. So it's done really well for them. And they kind of want to keep that momentum going. So EA currently has four different studios working on four different Star Wars games. They have BioWare, the creators of Mass Effect. They're working on a Star Wars game. They have Visceral, who have made Dead Space in the past. They're working on their own Star Wars game. And then they've got a studio called Respawn, who are really famous for making the shooter Titanfall, which came out 2 years ago on Xbox. They announced a few weeks ago that they're working on now like a third Star Wars game. And then during EA's financial year-end call this year, they announced yet another game that's in development, again by DICE. They're going to be developing the Battlefront sequel, which is going to come out next year. And following that, there's going to be a Star Wars game from EA almost annually. They expect Battlefront to be the Battlefront sequel to be the first one. And then the year after is going to be Visceral's game. And then the year after that is going to be Respawn Studios' game. And then after that, maybe even BioWare. So, I mean, they have this license for 10 years. They've already had it for around 3 or 4. So they've only got about 6 left before either they renew it or it goes to another publisher or something like that. So it really looks like from next year, they want to have a lot of Star Wars content coming out from, you know, the best of their studios. So A lot of it is tying into the films. A lot of it is completely separate stories, which is really cool as well. But I mean, for someone like me, a huge Star Wars fan, it's been a long time since we've got a Star Wars game that's been really, really good. And there's been this period of years where there's been absolutely nothing. So I'm very, very excited to see annual releases for different Star Wars games because, you know, some are shooters, some are action adventures, some are going to be role-playing games. They're all, you know, a Star Wars game for anyone who likes games. And they're coming from some of the best studios around the world. So I'm very excited to see them. Apparently, EA is going to be showing, hopefully, snippets of it at E3 this year. So yeah, we'll wait for a few weeks to actually see what they've been, you know, cooking up.
I mean, EA, obviously they built on gaming. They take it very seriously. It is their bread and butter. For Disney, it's never really been their bread and butter, but it is surprising to read that they're pulling out of video games completely. What's going on?
Yeah, so EA had the license to make Star Wars game, and that was given to them by Disney. But Disney has also had their hand in video game publishing for quite some time now, and their main focus for the past 3 or 4 years has been Disney Infinity. So Disney Infinity is one of those toy video game crossovers where, like, you buy the game and it comes with like two of these figurines, and then, you know, it's like a parent's nightmare. Your kid has to buy additional figurines so that he can unlock characters to play in the game, and like each of these little figurines costs like 200 rand a pop. So you're buying the game, and then like your kid every weekend wants to go to the shop and get like two figurines and carry on doing that for like 3 or 4 months. So it's been a huge, you know, money maker for them in that sense, because, you know, toys sell. But over the 3 years, they've just started making less and less money, and even the huge spike in sales that they saw last year, because it was the first Disney Infinity to feature Star Wars, now that Disney owns the license, it wasn't really enough to save the series. So over the week, it kind of came as a surprise that Disney Infinity was going to be completely ceased in production. They're finishing off the play sets they had planned for the Alice in Wonderland sequel and Finding Dory, the Finding Nemo sequel. So those are still coming in like June and July. But all the Star Wars content they had planned for the end of the year has been scrapped. They had huge plans for a big sequel to come out next year, which would have changed the way the game worked, you know, from the ground up. They had plans to release bigger figurines for, you know, the more collector type of players out there. Those have, like, everything has been scrapped. And the reasoning behind it is that they were just losing a ton of money on it. I think the figure was like $150 million that they were losing on the franchise annually. So, I mean, you can't look at figures like that and expect it to just continue. Even, you know, even with the popularity of Star Wars not being able to raise it up into the profit, you know, profitable region. So yeah, Disney Infinity is done, and Disney, as a video games publisher, they've completely pulled out. They're now licensing all their stuff to people who kind of know their stuff better, like EA and hopefully some other publishers in the future. And they're out. Like they've given up on that facet of their business. So it's really sad, because I really enjoyed Disney Infinity, especially the Star Wars stuff. I think the figurines were really, really cool. And for kids, I mean, it was a huge kids game. And even, you know, people like me, big kids, I like to think of myself as a big child. Like it was just really cool having these really cool stylized figurines of franchises that you love. It wasn't just Star Wars; it was anything Disney owned. You had Monsters Inc., you had Pirates of the Caribbean, you had all the Marvel stuff, you know, the Avengers stuff like that. That's really cool stuff to supplement like the films and TV series we get for all these franchises. So I'm sad to see it go, and I understand why it's got to go. But yeah, it's really disheartening. So if you short a few figurines for certain collections, you should probably start picking them up, because the stock is going to dry up really, really fast, because production's just like, it's done. They're done. So yeah, very
Yeah,
sad.
it
Very
is
sad news for the week.
sucky Disney not being aligned to that anymore. All right. Well, thanks for giving us that wonderful note to end things off on.
I'm sorry. I'm
Don't
sorry.
worry though. EA and all these other people, Bethesda, they make amazing stuff. So it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be all right, people.
Yeah.
Okay, Alessandro, thank you very much for joining us with all the latest gaming news. We do this with you every single Friday. And if people want to keep up with you, it's so easy at Caption Barbosa on Twitter. Alessandro, have a dope weekend.
You too, Ari. I'll check you next week.
Power. There you go. That there is this week's Game Zone with Alessandro Barbosa. Yeah, man, it's a power one. On the other side of this, though, we're touching base with some of the stars of the Voice SA.
Kelman on CliffCentral.com.